What is the word, Josh? Devontae's Reap Motivation. Y'all now tuned into the Reap Motivation Podcast. And like I told y'all, I was going to be back, man. Y'all thought I was playing, but you know your boy, you know me, I'm back on that shit, man. So today I actually want to expound on a topic that I actually talked about in the last podcast, and that was about fitness. And I made a statement where I said how my struggles with my weight now is in large part due to my eating habits and things like that when I was a kid. I want to get into this because I the fitness is something that's near and dear to my heart. And off gate, people, I'm just gonna keep it a buck. The fitness is a sensitive topic. People getting their feels about it, but people getting their feels about it because motherfuckers is lazy. Let's just keep it a buck. I ain't finna lie to y'all. I ain't finna, it's complicated and you know my feelings and that. Fuck all that shit, man. Motherfuckers are soft. Soft as baby shit. They damn, you talk about getting in shape, you gonna have a motherfucker who's 300 pounds, ain't lifted up a chip bigger than ain't lifted up a fucking bag of chips because it's too fucking heavy. They gonna pour the bitch in their mouth like a goddamn garbage disposal. And they gonna get in their feelings because they ain't putting in the work. So when you start talking about fitness, they, ooh, that's not right. And you do, fuck that. So we keeping it a buck today. And the whole thing about fitness in America, right, is people look at it as a aesthetic thing, which is understandable. Most people want to get in shape who are young, like people who are my age. I'm 25. Most people who are young want to get in shape for the sake of fucking. Let's just be honest. You know what I mean? You want to sling dick. And anyone who's ever been in shape and has had, well, not a girlfriend too. I mean, it's there. But really, you reap the full benefits of being in shape when you're in your whole phase, if we're being honest with you, especially as a man. Because let me tell you something. One or two girls, when you take your shirt off and their eyes get big and they start rubbing and gripping and all shit, you're going to be like, oh my God, this is amazing. That shit in and of itself will make your ass stay in that gym, put the chips down, start running, all that. I'm speaking from experience, okay? I'll tell you right now. Like you, that little experience I had, you ready to, man, this girl just licked my leg. You don't get that when you built like none of these professors. When a girl come and you getting some wop and she lick your leg, gang. That, man. Let me stop talking so much shit. But yeah, that's, you know, people look at the aesthetics of it. But being healthy is more than that. And being healthy is more about living a life that is prosperous. I'm black, as most of you guys know. Most black people, I would venture to say 95% of black people either are suffering from obesity or know people who are suffering and or have died from obesity. And I'm talking about diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, certain types of cancers, all of those. We all know somebody who's going through it. Right, we probably have a family member right now who can't even do their day-to-day routines because of obesity. And it's killing us. You know what I mean? Obesity in America right now, bro, drops like, I think the number was 40,000 people a month. Imagine, they got the King Von documentary because he killed 7 motherfuckers. Imagine somebody do a documentary and just tag obesity as a person. Imagine the outrage in that shit, bro. You know what I mean? Like, we talk so much about the mass shootings and this and whatever. Bro, we dying by a fucking fort. A fort got bodies. A fort sliding on niggas, spinning blocks, hitting the ops, hit the goldfish, the dog, the babies. They spinning everything, shooting cribs up. It's by a fort. So, you know, We sometimes get really caught up with the aesthetics of it, you know, dating and all that stuff. But really, bro, the fitness thing is, bro, just taking care of yourself. And, you know, talking about, you know, the things that went on when I was younger that messed up my metabolism now, what a lot of people don't know is, bro, is that our bodies are scientifically designed to break down sugar in a certain way. Think about all the fucking the treats that we're given as kids. We are, for all my drill fans, I know L.A. Capone. If you can't break bad, you fake. I had a few more busts on my plate. It's me and bro. We was at the store. We went half on 50 cent cakes. Those 50 cent cakes that we all grew up on, the zebra cakes, the Twinkies, all that shit. Y'all gotta understand how that spikes your fucking insulin levels. When that, and when you're young and your body's still developing and your body's still adjusting to how to break down food, because this is why they say kids should eat very nutritional food, because your body is not only does it need those nutrients and things to grow properly, it also is learning how to break down nutrients. It's still in a developmental stage. Your bones, your muscles, all that shit, the plates, all that. That's all that is still in the developmental stage. So to shock your insulin levels in a manner of which that these little treats and shit does, and let's keep it a buck. I don't want to be the stereotype, but we all grew up on Kool-Aid. I remember back in the day, gang, I'm not gonna lie, I used to make Kool-Aid, which is already sweet, and take like 4 scoops of sugar and dump that bitch in there. I ain't gonna lie to you. I know a lot of people. I used to take a big ass cup, fill it up with water, put the Kool-Aid in there, dump like 3 scoops of sugar in that bitch, then grab me a Pop-Tart or a motherfucking oatmeal cream pie, and walk my ass to the room and watch Chowder or some shit like that. Think about what that shit was doing to my insulin levels at that point. These crazy shocks of sugar. Now, not saying that every kid's as extreme as that, but when you look at the amount of sugar that's in these little treats and foods and things like that, and sodium, you can just see how it's affecting the body, especially of young kids. So, you know, one of my points back when I did the whole girlfriend material thing was I was talking about one of my criterias for having a girlfriend was she has to be into fitness. And, you know, I don't say that to girls I'm dating because women are very sensitive. I don't want to, you know, if there's any woman listening to this, I'm not trying to be rude, but this is just the truth. They're very sensitive, especially black women, and they're not really trying to hear, you know, as soon as you say, I like girls who go to the gym, you're like, oh, you fat shaming, no, you got to be perfect. That's not what the fuck I'm saying, folks. I'm not saying your ass gotta be built like a Mrs. Olympia. The reason why I want someone who is in shape, and I think I spoke about this in the podcast, but I don't know if I went totally in depth in it. When I look at how, like I said, 40,000 people a month die from obesity in America. But on top of that, just the quality of life that you live when you're overweight is just so much less than what you should be living. You can't walk around. You can't go to the store. You can't play with your kids. You can't, and it starts when you're young. And when I look for a wife, right, or a girlfriend, because I don't really believe in marriage like that, but when I look for someone who I want to raise my children, to be the mother of my children, your kids, as much as they look up to you, they look up to their mother too. And one of the things I've always looked at with kids is you want to pass on more than money, more than assets, all that shit. You want to pass on mentality. What the fuck is the use of me leaving you a house and stocks and bonds and all types of shit like that when your ass is 800 pounds? You can't even walk. You finna die. You 22. What's the point of me doing that shit? None of that shit matters if you're not healthy. Your health is the first thing that should be the first thing on your mind to keep yourself alive. Motherfuckers all the time, I don't got time to go to the gym. I want other things. I want to do activities when I get. Shut your bitch ass up. Get the fuck in the gym, you lazy motherfucker. I can't stand whatever. Every time a motherfucker tells me, oh, I don't want to go to the gym, I want other time for activities. Shut your bitch ass up. Activity. You want to sit your stupid fat ass on the goddamn table table. You want to sit your stupid ass in the chair and play Xbox for 4 hours. That's the fucking activities. Get the fuck up and get in the gym. Because listen, the gym is the only thing that gives you more time in life. You say you don't have time, but the gym is the one difference between you having time to spend with your family and your kids. And I'm telling you right now, bro, People will regret. You don't regret it now, but you'll regret it when your kids are just not going to college. You fighting for your life because you got diabetes or high blood pressure or anything else. And again, this isn't a motherfucker speaking that's been in shape his whole life. I've fought with my weight my entire life. You can literally, matter of fact, you can go to my Instagram. I post my Instagram in the bio of all these things. Go on my Instagram and look at my weight and how it fluctuates throughout the years. I'm in a constant fight with it, but guess what? I'm in a fight. Not that I'm just letting it whip my ass, but I'm in a fight. I'm going to keep batting that bitch down. It doesn't matter what's going on. So when I look at having kids, I want my kids to be healthy because I don't want them to go through the trials and tribulations through weight that I went through. Right? If I'm on my shit, they never going to have to go through all the other shit that I went through growing up. But I don't want them to have to go through not being healthy and having a fight with their weight. Because here's the thing. Like I said, I fight with my weight. A lot of people aren't going to have the motivation to fight. So if you already don't have the motivation to fight with it, then that means you're just going to let it succumb you. And you're going to live a life that's not as good as you could be living if you just... But here's the thing. When you were younger, you want those traits. You want those... You want to be able to... How many people y'all know don't drink water? When I look back on it, I've been drinking water since I was a little... That the one healthy thing that I could say that I did have growing up was I always drank water. That was the predominant thing I probably drank. But there's people now I know that don't drink water at all. How the fuck do you not drink water? It's 65% of your body. Or 70. Think about, imagine ignoring, imagine machines saying, oh, yeah, I don't like oil. That's water. That's, you need water. That's just how unhealthy we become, bro. And, you know, when I, part, don't get me wrong, a lot of people talk about the self-improvement. And I know the first thing about lifting weights is, you know, women don't like fat men and yada, yada, yada. Listen, I'm going to say this. Like I said, you go on my Instagram, you can look from the top to bottom. My weight's up and down. I've pulled women when I was fat, and I pulled women when I was in shape. The biggest thing with women is just talking to them. I am going to make a video about that too. But if you can speak well, if you can carry yourself and you're charismatic, you're not going to really have no issues. But the biggest thing outside of that is just your health. Fuck the women, bro. We can't. And this is another thing that I'm talking about with the self-improvement wave. And I don't want to say fuck women as in fuck women in general. But I'm saying that as in everything you do in life to improve yourself can't be because of women. I don't understand. It's like this new age thing where like everything on this fucking earth revolves around ass. The fuck is wrong with y'all? You're not going to get in shape because you're dying? That doesn't seem like a better idea. Just because hoes like a nigga with abs, you think that's a good... No, bro, you dying. You can't walk. I know motherfucker... Bro, I know people who are my age and younger that talk about how their knees hurt. Your knees hurt because you don't move. You don't use them. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And I know somebody's going to get in here, no, that's not the truth. Your knees just get weak as you get older. Shut the fuck up. You in your 20s, gang. Let me tell y'all something. I've had a sprained knee. I've had a broken ankle. Matter of fact, I've broken both my ankles. I've sprained both my ankles. I've had rib contusion, concussion, four chipped teeth. What else? I broke my hand. Like I told y'all before, I've been doing violent sports and fighting my entire fucking life. So I've had more injuries than most people. And I can tell you right now, unless I just did a tournament or a really harsh workout session, I don't walk around all day. Ooh, ah, oof. Struggling. You know why? Because I'm always training. My body is always moving. But if you don't move, if you don't train, well, guess what? You're going to have back problems. You're going to have knee problems. You're going to have neck problems. You're going to have all types of problems because you're not using your body. And again, this cannot just be for women. I don't, like, originally when I was going to make this video, the premise was going to be, oh, yeah, because girls love the, and I did mention the whole thing with them, you know, listen, again, I'm not going to sit here and lie to nobody. It is a good feeling when you're in shape and you're dating. But, matter of fact, dudes who are married will tell you, even when they get fat, sloppy, and ugly, niggas wear sweats all over the place, guess what? If they still as that charismatic dude that they wife loves, they wife is still all over him. Matter of fact, I knew one. I knew a dude. He was built like the Michelin Man. To me, he was a goofball, but he used to always talk about how his wife just couldn't keep her hands off him. You know why? Because she fell in love with him. That should tell you in and of itself that the fitness thing is not the biggest thing when it comes to women. The fitness thing has to be for you. It has to be for you in your life. Now, I'm not going to lie to y'all. Being in shape does help. It does help, 100%. I'm not going to sit here in front like, oh, if you're not in shape, it's okay. You're going to get the same. No, I'm not even going to lie to y'all, gang. When I'm in shape, the choosing signals goes through the roof. But I tell you something else. Whenever I've gotten in shape with the mentality of I'm doing this for women, it never lasts. The longest time I'm in the best shape of my life is when I'm doing it for me. So, you know, I just, you know, I would say that it's something that people now, bro, we need to start really looking at ourselves and changing how we, you changing your life help as far as your health choices and things like that, your food choices, and picking a woman who's prioritizes her health and food and being in shape. When you have kids, they'll do the same shit and they'll pass on to their kids. You're making healthy transitions in life. That's what you got to pass down. And all over fucking social media, every other person I see, I'm breaking generational curses and bonds and chains. Shut your bitch ass up. But you fucking eat Krispy Kreme every other day. How you breaking those generation curses and all that shit when you're killing yourself with food? You're going to kill your kids with food. You don't give it to them. And they're going to kill their kids with food. If there's any curses you should break, that should be the biggest one. So, you know, I wanted to keep this. I didn't want to. If y'all were paying attention, I try to keep this as you know, entertainingly engaging as possible. Because I didn't want to. Because, you know, I can be a little bit of a nerd, especially when I start going into, you know, the glycogen breakdowns and all that other stuff. Like, I love human biology a lot. But just in all seriousness, man, I really want people to prioritize their health, bro. Especially in the black community, because we are killing ourselves. We are dying by the thousands, bro. More than gang violence, more than police violence, more than fucking car accidents. People are dying by their own self-inflicted injuries. They're dying. So, you know, that's just, I wanted to make that, and you know, I believe every man should be doing a martial art, but every man should be in the gym too. And I do not want to hear you don't have time, shut your bitch ass up, you making excuses, get the fuck in there. Just like I tell everybody else, bro, you got, give me 30 minutes of balls to the wall, straight up hardcore training. Give me four 30-minute sessions. Who's good at math? Four 30-minute sessions is 2 hours. If you're going to tell me that in 168 hours in a week that you don't have 4 hours to dedicate to your fitness and your health, you're fucking lying. Period. I don't care what no one says. You're lying out your ass. You're lying and you're killing yourself and you're doing your kids and your family a detriment because you're not going to be here because you're going to eat yourself to fucking death. You got 4 hours to get in that gym. Go train. So, this is Devontae Reap. Stumbling on my damn words, gang. This is Devontae's Reap Motivation. We don't chase dreams. We hunt goals. We in this bitch. By the way, I didn't even mention this. I didn't want to talk my shit, but I just got me a dub. Just went out there, did a jiu-jitsu tournament, took first place in my division. You know what I mean? A little something. Hey, look, your boy on his way, man. And I want y'all to be on y'all way, too, because guess what, man? We out here. And I want to end this off by saying I wish y'all the best in your goals and your endeavors. I want the best for y'all. I want y'all to be successful. I want y'all to be rich. I want y'all to be in shape. I want y'all to just have the life that you're looking for. And it's coming to you, gang. Just keep working towards it. And I know a lot of people right now is fighting through L's. But like I tell my homies and I tell myself every fucking day, there are no losses in this life. There's only lessons. Period. Be easy. We out this bitch.